basin in the old bayou. Find your favorite fishing pole. Find out where's the next honey hole. Only on the Top Rod Fishing Show.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry along with Ricky Watkins, and welcome to Kane Radio, FM Band 107.5 AM 1240 for the Fishing and Hunting Show. And the purpose of this show, as always, to keep our listeners updated with the fishing and the hunting in the area, along with Louisiana and stories around the USA and the world. And, Rick, you know, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for these fine people.
You're right. Good morning, Tony. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Watkins Floor Covering, Doyle's Heating and Cooling, Coca-Cola, Shirt Tie Apartments, and the Quarter Tavern.
And if you'd like to give us a call, the number's 367-1240. You can also listen to us online. That's right at www.kane1240.com, anywhere in the world. And you can now listen to Kane on the FM band. That's right at 107.5. And if you have an Alexa, just say, Alexa, play Kane 1240. You may also listen to Kane on any accessible internet device. We're live here at the studios at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria, which is open. And, Rick, freshwater, saltwater fishing, we're shaking, my man.
Tony, the lake's starting to crank up. I've seen a couple of catches of sockeye last week, and it's about that time of year where we had that little cold snap. And saltwater-wise, haven't heard much. Now, the basin is shot up from, I think it was down around 8, 8.5. It's projected to go up over 14, which that's probably going to mess that up for a while. But one thing that's been clicking pretty good and moving right along, Tony, is pond fishing. Pond fishing is getting tremendously good right now. We went last Sunday afternoon, and we had 20. We kept 10, and we had 1 over 6 and 3 over 4, so we had some good fish.
Oh, wow. So, and usually most of those ponds have deep water, too, which helps out a lot, too.
Yeah, we caught them probably 15 foot, Tony, 15, 18 feet, and it was you know, we'll talk about the bait of the day. That's what we caught them on last Sunday. But we went, it was in the afternoon, probably got there around 2:30, and we fished till dark. And right before dark, it seems like when the bite, you know, really picked up, I guess it was, I didn't check the pressure or the feeding period or whatnot, but right before, you know, the sun went down, well, I mean, like an hour before, that's when the bite really picked up. But we did quite well.
Yeah, with the salt water, they've got fishermen out there still going. You know, redfish are always around somewhere. You know,
yeah.
The specks move in and out,
yeah.
And that regard. But in the meantime, the redfish, if you want to go out there and redfish, you just got to find good water.
Yeah, decent water and catch reds year round,
right.
Like you
You're
just
right.
Said.
Yep. And they're out there, you know, big yep. ones, small ones, they got their share. So in that regard. And, you know, Ricky, you talked about the river stage, and right now, as of this morning, it was right at 11.82 feet over in Butte La Rose. And like you said, hovering up above 14 feet in a matter of 3 days. So, you know, the water's coming from somewhere, and I don't think the snow has melted up north.
Yeah.
It's a little early for that.
We went past over I-10, Butte La Rose, Henderson Lake, and it's muddy, muddy, Tony. So that tells me that the water is really, really pumping up, you know.
Yeah, and I went to Hammond yesterday to do the basketball game with the Highland Baptist girls, and you could see the water levels had risen, too, especially in Henderson Swamp.
Yes, sir, right.
You could see that it was prevalent about that. But they had fishermen out there.
Now, one spot I want to try, Tony, is when you get off of, and we're talking about fishing, you get off on the other side of Butler Rose. Now, you got to go down underneath the bridges and whatnot, you know, the Henderson Swamp. I never fished over that, but on the Butte La Rose side, once you clear the Henderson Swamp, now that water was beautiful over there. And I did see a bunch of boats underneath there. You know?
Yeah, you're right. I did see a bunch of boats.
I've never
there.
Fished that, but I will try it one day.
Yeah. It's interesting. You got to go a little ways. But
That's right. Just take your time, you know, go the back way. I like to go the back way.
And, yeah, through Butte La Rose and places like
that's
you
it.
Know.
And it looked like a good steep bank, and it had a bunch of trees, and I like that type of fishing. Excuse me, especially this time of year, Tony, because those fish are hold tight to those trees in the structure. And they got to be some good fishing in there.
Yeah, and then, you know, we're not far away from the trees start blooming, too.
I noticed that yesterday also. I told my buddy when he was on the way to Baton Rouge, I said, boy, it won't be long. I said, look, the old willow trees are starting to budge, you know.
It really, yep. Yeah, you're right about that, Rick. So it's going to be interesting in the next few weeks. Of course, today being March 5th, and spring, I think, turns either March, the spring equinox is either the 20th or the 21st.
Yeah, straight out of winter in the spring. Huh?
Yeah, just that quick. You know, we usually have maybe another little cold snap, you know, nothing like we had a couple weeks ago.
I hope not, Tony.
But, you know, it's going to get cold. It'll get chilly and all, and we'll see how that's all going to work out in the meantime. So, elsewhere, Rick, how about our bait of the day? What do you have for us, my man?
Tony, the bait of the day is it's kind of like a speed crawl. It's put out by Zoom. And what we were doing, we was taking and dyeing the tips. And you could tell this bait has a lot of action. It's probably 3.5 inches long. I was using a 2-aught hook on it. And we was dyeing the tips on it, chartreuse. So as you reel it, it goes, you know, it moves through the water. And then we was throwing it in treetops, and some of them, when it would go down, you see your line just tick. Your line would jump, and that was a good bait Sunday. We caught probably 80% of our fish on that, you know. And it's put out by Zoom. Like I said, it's kind of like a speed crawl, but it's a little different. And it's I had this color, which is watermelon red, and you could see the green tone in it, Tony. For some reason, the fish, they love green. But this color and June bug was the best color.
And it looks a little bit like
a crawfish.
Yeah, you're right, but green.
Yes, sir.
And wading through the water with its legs or claws, you know.
And we put a small weight, and like I said, I had a 2-aught hook because it's not that big of a bait. You know, you want the bait to fall natural. If you put too big of a hook, it'll just fall straight down. But anyway, we did good on that bait. And like I said, it's put out by Zoom. I think it's 10 in a pack, probably run you about 250, 280, you know, tax in.
Yeah, and it's about almost not quite 4 inches long, but the body itself is about 2.5, something like that, with the little legs, the spinners that create the action while you're pulling it through the water. And
that was the go-getter. Yep, that was the bait of the day.
And you had a lot of success. And you just did feel the bite and pull on it or swallow it. You know, of course, the bass inhale.
Right.
You know.
See, they're fixing to spawn too, Tony. So they're feeding up, and then once they get on the nest and do their thing, it's almost that time of year.
And they're going to be real defensive too.
Oh, yeah.
So anything that territory, they're going to attack.
And we caught a wide range. Like I said, I had 1 over 6. We had 3 over 4, and we caught a wide range of fish, from small to good sized fish, which is good. You know, that tells you that your pond is doing good. If you catch all small fish or all skinny fish, that's not good, but we had a good mixture.
A variety of weight and
that's
fish.
That's right. Yes,
so, which is important, like you said.
Oh, yeah. You want to keep your pond healthy. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, moving on to our next topic.
Yes, sir.
They had a nice article in the Iberian recently, and I know you know the gentleman who recently lost his wife in Jackie Savoy.
Yes,
and
sir.
In the meantime, they're going to rename that tournament the Big Bass Classic after Jackie, which is, she and her husband put in a lot of work in that regard, Rick. You know that. And,
yes, sir. They sure did.
Boy, you know, they renamed the annual fundraising bass tournament the Jackie Savoy Memorial Big Bass Classic. And they've been involved with it for many years. Jackie Chatagne Savoy, or if Francais is Chatagne.
Yeah.
So who succumbed to a long battle against cancer and died February 1st. And
she fought it a long time.
Yeah, I think 4 or 5 years, if my memory serves me right.
Yes, sir.
And T was there with her all the moments.
A lot of trips to Houston. And, I mean, you know, poor thing. She tried, you know.
Anyway, they came to the conclusion, you know, as always, that annual fundraiser benefits the Lydia Cancer Association, also the Candy I Hope for a Cure. And they pointed out that Jackie was always up early on Sunday mornings, you know, when they had that tournament out there at Marshfield. She and her husband to run the event. And it's just what a great honor and for her. And, you know, of course, years ago, Elvis was involved so much in that tournament, you know, and he was taken from us, too, a few years back, I guess 5 or 6 years ago. So just sad. And but I wanted also to say it's just they're going to keep a lot of the format going. This year's format will be a little different than the other previous years from the original Big Bass Classic. After last year's They tried another one, a size for a few months later, and they tweaked the format by adding a 5-bass limit. They also, otherwise, are going to do the 250, 150, 100 would be paid for first, second, and third biggest bass each hour of 8 hours. And the five-fish stringer payout based on the 40-boat feel will be about 50%, which is around $1,000, 30%, 600, 20%, 400. Entry fee per boat is $150. But
right.
You got to remember the cause it goes to, which is a great cause in that regard. So
yes, sir.
Big Bass Classic also was moved back. You know, they usually held it in the end of February, beginning of March, with the weather conditions. I think this year they bumped it to April 12th or
17th,
something like that. Yeah, they moved it back due to the COVID and other restrictions. But
yeah,
it looks like as things may be opening up here in the state and other areas. So
I hope so.
Hopefully.
Get a little bit back to normalcy, you know.
You know, but, you know, we talked about this, Ricky, last year at this time when the COVID restrictions were kicked in, 10, almost a year ago,
yeah,
how the fishing licenses just soared.
Went through the roof.
Oh, yeah, yeah, doubled. And 100% and 200% went up.
Yeah,
and
right,
talking to guys that hunted with deer and all, ducks, the same thing happened, you know, because a lot of these guys were unemployed, and to give them something to do to get out the house, fishing, yeah, deer hunting, duck hunting, licenses soared. So
one good
thing happened. So it put some money into the pockets of the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, too. So a good thing in that regard. But hats off to the Big Bass Classic. Hopefully I think, like you said, they'll be about almost 6 weeks from now. So congratulations, good luck, and what an honor for Jackie Savoy, Savoy.
Yep.
In the meantime, the fishing and all in the area, as we talked, you know, Ricky, water temperatures, you know, they climbed up a little bit in the low 60s now. And how's the Sockelet? Have you heard many stories on the Sockelet right now?
We're catching a few, Tony, in the marsh and a few in the lake. You know, and like I said, this coming weekend is probably going to, I'll get a bunch of reports. It's probably going to really pick up because I think the weather after today is going to be pretty nice this weekend. So it should be pretty good this weekend.
Yeah, they called for a little rain. I don't know what the forecast is or the percentage. Yeah. I've seen anywhere from 30 to 60, so I don't know.
Yeah, this afternoon. But after that, I think it's supposed to be nice.
Yeah, and on the, you know, the angling against autism, that's being set up at Dwarons in Stevensville this Saturday for the successful fundraising bass tournament for the Emerge Center in Baton Rouge. Weigh-in is scheduled for 3 p.m. at Dwarons, and organizing is asking everyone to follow the COVID-19 restrictions. There's a $5,000 guarantee for the first-place team tournament. An entry fee is $205. The big bass pot is included. There will not be the usual slew of door prizes for the anglers and raffles, but you can enter in the pre-dawn hours Saturday at Dwarons. There's a always Bergeron's $300 bonus for a bass weighing exactly 3 pounds. And you give Keith Thibodeau a call at 225-938-0941. And, you know, fishing, Rick, has been a little tough. And there was a guy recently, Jim Bro, and he reported they had the Junior Southwest Bassmasters. It's a Denham Springs club they held in February. And, you know, they went out fishing that cold, frigid weather in a clear morning. And the double whammy of the pandemic and the aftermath of the recent Arctic freeze brought Bassmaster folks to move the Bassmaster Elite Tournament, which was scheduled, I think, in March, where they moved it from the Sabine River in Orange, Texas, to April 8th and 11th to August 19th to the 22nd.
Okay.
So they bumped that way back.
Yep.
And, you know, that's a big tournament. And recreational season on great triggerfish in the state and federal waters opened Monday. It closes May 31st. It's one per day limit with a 15-inch minimum forklift. For you people who don't know what a forklift is, you better look it up. It's a measurement with a fish, and a lot of people don't know what that is, too.
That's right. Makes a difference. It really does.
Yeah, you need
when
to
you
look
measure,
it up.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. There's a certain now, on a bass, Tony, you can measure it. The way you do this, you put it on a board, and it does make a difference. Some people don't say, but the way the board is contoured, every little bit account when it comes, you know, because when you're fishing a slot lake especially, so you got to be careful with that. You try to take the tail and smooth it down and make it close, it'll be a little bit long. If you open it, it's going to be a lot shorter.
Now, that's right.
The way you measure the fish you're talking about, you have to open it, which you're going to lose some, you know, so you got to, like you said, the rules and regulations, you know.
That's right.
So it does make a difference.
And it does. It really
when
does.
When a man pulls up on you and says, look, you mind if I look at your fish and say, oh, you know, you're a quarter inch short, well, guess what? He's going to dry his hands off and he's going to start writing, you know.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. But oh, anyway, yes. Just to say, but like you said, it's very important.
It is.
That you know, the rules and wherever you fish, you know, if it's a slot lake or, like you said, that particular fish you're talking about, you have to, it makes a difference
right,
how you measure it.
That it does.
But anyway, yeah.
You're right. And the season's going to end May 31st, and anglers are nearing, when they near the 241,000 annual quota, they're going to cut you off. And if you're planning to go fish in Florida,
all right.
You know that the new flounder regulations went into effect March 1st. Now, people, I don't know how many people might leave here to go to Florida, but those new regs apply to state and federal waters. The new minimum size is 14 inches, total length of the recreational and commercials. And the new daily limit is 5 per angler. And there's also an October 15th and November 30th closed. So keep the stress off the fish. But, you know, around here, Rick, boy, you see some nice flounders, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right, one time there was the Seminoles used to carry them. I don't know if it was
was telling me that.
Regular fishermen. I hadn't seen any lately, I guess due to the COVID. You could go in there, and the people in the back there would stuff those flounder with odds and ends, crawfish.
Yeah, that is good.
Crab meat.
Put that baby in the oven on the grill, wrap it up. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're right about that. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take our first break this morning. You're listening to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. We're going to be back right after this.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Don't you love living in New Iberia? Elmer and Liz Watkins do. They own Watkins Floor Covering and have been doing business in the Queen City for nearly half a century. If you're in the business for new floors, visit the Watkins, and they will certainly give you the red carpet service treatment. Whether carpet or hard flooring, Shaw Floors is one of their best sellers. Watkins Floor Covering, located at 1319 East Main Street, and I can guarantee when you go visit with Elmer and Liz, they'll be listening to Kane Radio blaring in their store. That's Watkins Floor Covering, right here in New Iberia.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dawes Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of Carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the Carrier experts at Dawes Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511, license number 6286.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Kane Fishing and Hunting Show.
Tesh Matters, 10 to 1, on New Iberia's home for the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Kane, 107.5.
Welcome back to Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show. I'm Tony Landry, your host, along with Ricky Watkins. And Ricky, Louisiana Department of Wildlife has a public comment available. It's been on since February 24th, and they're just looking for people to voice your, you know, about hunting and fishing in the state. And, you know, without your input, you know, you hear these people complain about this rule, that rule, this area, they close this, they're doing that. If you don't let them know, if you hunt those areas and you see things that you could, they could improve things, they want to hear from you.
You know, Tony, don't, you know, I might get a lot of fire back at this, feedback. I never could understand why it wasn't one of the rules and regulations that you have to wear your life jacket. I just never could. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, it's because just about every boating accident that you hear about, they didn't, you know, even in a kayak or in a, any kind of little Joe boat or John boat, whatever you want to call it, usually 8 out of 10 is because they didn't have their jacket on. I don't know. I just always thought that should have been part of the regulation, but anyway, I guess they got a reason why it's not, you know.
Yeah, and you know, we've got something on that in a couple segments down before we end the show, but you're right about that, Ricky.
But, Tony, if they pull you over and, okay, say we got three people in the boat, you have to have three jackets. 8 out of 10, those jackets are in that lockbox. Now, if that boat sinks, guess where those jackets are?
In the lockbox.
It's still in the lockbox. I don't know. I never could you know, if you got to have them on your vessel, you should. It should be, I don't know, just, you know.
Something else, too, Ricky, is the age of some of those life jackets.
Yep,
due to the process of aging, they lose some of that flotation.
That's right.
And you need to have those things checked out. I know people are going, well, you know, we hardly ever use them, so we keep them dried up and stored like in a log box.
That's right.
But you need to check those. When you go check the bearings in your wheels, you can check the air, check your hydraulics and all, your boat and odds and ends. And
believe it or
cables.
Not, Tony, that's probably the most important thing, part or of any vessel or boat, is your life jackets, you know, if you think about it.
Oh,
but, you know, we take it for granted, but, you know, when an accident does happen, it's that's one of your main parts.
Oh, like you said, 80% or more of boating accidents, they found the poor person, the victim, didn't have his jacket on.
That's right.
You know, and that goes without.
Yeah, but anyway, that's always, I just thought about that, and that's always, you know, I wondered why that wasn't, you know, they want you to have it on board, but you don't have to have it on. I never could understand that.
Yeah. Anyway, I found this a cute little story here. Lafayette family keeps tradition alive of fishing Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge on March 1st. And Shimona Alford kept alive a March 1st family tradition this past Monday when she loaded up her car and family in Lafayette and drove to the Rockefeller Refuge managed by the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Each year when the refuge opens for recreational fishing on March 1st, Alford finds a place along with the banks to fish and crab. And Rockefeller had been closed from December 1st to March 1st each year to allow the waterfowl and other birds, wildlife, to remain undisturbed. That's the earliest she can remember doing this when she was 5 or 6 years old. She's now 42. And it was Monday, and she, along with four other members of her family, caught several dozen crabs, several drum and reds. And she was most proud of the boho drum she landed. It's also the first day the refuge reopened to the public for recreational fishing since August 29th of 2020.
Wow.
When Rockefeller, along with much of the southwest Louisiana, suffered massive destruction from the landfall of Hurricane Laura.
Right.
Alfred said she was concerned the refuge wouldn't be at least partially reopened, but damage remains. And there's repairs ongoing. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries staff at Rockefeller has worked diligently too. And if you've ever been out there, it's just gorgeous, you know.
Yeah, it is.
Louisiana Highway 82.
Yeah.
You take to get there, you go through Abbeville and off in that area. And it's just, although they have many fishing areas, including piers and boat docks and all, the reopening Monday came, and some areas remain closed due to the ongoing repairs. But signage is there to identify those areas, and it's posted, and users are asked to obey them all. But since 1983, regulated sports fishing has been permitted on certain parts of the refuge. So abundant fish and shellfish populations provide outstanding recreational opportunities, and seeking shrimp, crab, red drum, speckled trout, black drum, largemouth bass, and others. So in the wildlife refuge, 71,000 acres, borders the Gulf of Mexico for 26.5 miles and extends inward to Grand Chenier Ridge and Stranded Beach Ridge, and 6 miles from the Gulf. And if you want more information, you can go to the Rockefeller through the Wildlife and Fisheries. You can pick up that information. And, of course, you got to remember the rules and regulations.
That's
again,
right. Yes, sir.
You know, a lot of people don't, so we'll see how that is. I also saw this, you know, for as many bright people as we have in this world, we got a lot of crazy people. Night hunting case leads to a large-scale deer investigation.
The
wildlife fisheries agents cited 12 subjects during the months of January and February for alleged illegal deer hunting in St. Landry Parish. A 28-year-old of Ville Platte was arrested on 20 counts of hunting deer during illegal hours, hunting from a public road, hunting from a moving vehicle, also cited for tagging another person's deer, possession over the limit of deer, 8 counts of selling deer, and, you know, just unbelievable, Rick. I mean, you think these people would know better. Anyway, a second person, 22 of Ville Platte, was arrested on 4 counts each of hunting deer, illegal hours, hunting from public road, same thing. She was also cited for hunting without a resident, basic season license, big game hunting licenses, not possessing a deer tags. Both were booked into the jail. Another 25-year-old was cited for hunting deer illegally at hours of public road. You know, I mean, just on and on, these people. And the problem is that hunting deer during illegal hours brings a fine from $900 to $950, up to 120 days in jail. Hunting from a public road, hunting deer from a moving vehicle, and tagging another person's deer brings a $100 to $350 fine, 60 days in jail. And the kicker is, with all these deer, they took the civil restitution. You ready?
Right.
$36,150 may be assessed against the replacement value of the illegally taken deer.
Right.
People don't realize that. I mean, you know,
you're
going to get caught. I'm sorry, but you're going to get caught. You just can't keep doing that.
Yeah.
And anyway, last we talked about this. There was a boating accident February 28th in Vermilion Parish, and the body of a 22-year-old Church Point was recovered in Bayou Teague around 8:30. And wildlife agents were alerted about the boating accident at 5 that evening regarding a man who fell off his jet ski. It says personal watercraft. I'm sure that's a jet ski.
Yeah.
Agents responded to the scene, learned from a witness that he was operating the watercraft by himself. They observed him falling off the watercraft, then disappearing into the water, leading the investigation for the fatal boating accident. The body was turned over, and guess what? Wasn't wearing a personal flotation device.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about that just moments ago.
Yes, sir.
Just so pitiful. You see these people go through this, Rick.
Oh,
and, anyway, wear your life jacket, especially on a jet ski, folks, man.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, you can fly, even if you're wearing a cutoff, you know.
Yeah. It happens quick on the water, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
If you think about it, and I tell everybody, be careful. There's no brakes on the water.
That's right. You know? You took the words out of my mouth.
Yep.
Today, Friday, the 5th of March, the sun rose at 6:28. It's going to set at 6:11 in the high and low tide chart. The low tide was at 2:10 this morning, while the high tide will be at 11:10 late this morning. Tomorrow, Saturday, the 6th, sun's going to rise 6:26, set at 6:11. High and low tide chart, the low tide will be at 3:22 a.m., the high tide at 12:46. Sunday, the 7th, must have a full moon with only one tide. So 6:25, the sun's going to rise Sunday morning, set at 6:12. The low tide will be at 4:36 a.m., the high tide at 1:53. The water's starting to warm up. It got down in the mid-50s. It's up to 61 degrees right now out at Southwest Pass.
Yes, sir.
In Vermilion Bay, Rick. So anything else shaking?
Well, I'm going to try to go. I should have. Hopefully I have a good report. I'm trying to go Sunday afternoon and try a couple of different baits maybe, you know, keep my old speed crawl handy, and hopefully we can catch a few. And should be pretty good, Tony.
I hear you.
Yep.
Anyway, Rick, again, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for these fine people.
Yes, sir. You're right. Thanks to Alamo Hydraulics, Watkins Floor Covering, Doyle's Heating and Cooling, Coca-Cola, Sure-Tie Apartments, and the Quarter Tavern.
And our motto is always,
kids that hunt and fish, don't steal and deal.
And you know, Rick, remember, the Kane Radio has a mass live here every Sunday on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240 from 7:30 to the end of the services. Also tonight, Kane Radio, we have the Catholic High basketball with the Panthers traveling to New Orleans to play the Newman Greenies. Airtime will be about 5:50 with the tip expected to be around 6 p.m. And stay tuned to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes right after Kane Radio's Fishing and Hunting Show.